Our Lord speaking gives us a parable in this morning's gospel. Who hears my words and does them is like a man who builds his house upon a rock. Conversely, who hears my word and does not do them is like one who builds his house on sand. And in both cases, the houses are tested by storm, by wind, and the one stands and the other falls. Forgive me for stating the obvious, I think it's obvious. But by the storm, our Lord was surely not referring to any extraordinary thing in life, but to the normal rough weather that we all encounter. And this house is the life each of us lives. The place, I could perhaps better say, the place in the course of that life we live, that we have a problem. And the key to our stability, in our Lord's words today, the key to our stability is doing what he tells us. Doing his commands. Because when the storm will come, it's come and will in every life, not just one, the winds and the rains, it is only in the doing of his words that we shall maintain our stability in God. Now this isn't a mystery. This is, I would think, obvious, and forgive me, those of you who see it so, for belaboring. But I think it nonetheless important to belabor. It's a hard thing, you know, living a Christian life. I mean, there are bright moments, yes, there have been moments of joy, even piercing joy, that punches through the illusions of this world. But it's mostly work. And tire, a slog. And we're reminded of this in a prayer for the Mitya at the feasts. It says, we pray among others for those who grow weary in well doing, who get tired of doing what's right. But in today's parable, our Lord reminds us, well, maybe you get tired. But this is, at the same time, this slog, this is your security. This is your place in me. This is the surety of your life in me. Because if you give up the slog because you're tired, if you hear my words and don't do them, the wind and the flood will wash you away from me and out into the deep blue sea. So our We're told today to cling not simply to what the Lord Jesus, to his face, to his image, to his presence, but to doing what he tells us. To the doing. And so here we are today, gathered for our conference, to continue doing, we hope, in accordance with the commands of our Lord and Savior. And in so doing, to keep our place with Him and in His kingdom. To whom be glory to the Father and the Spirit forever. Amen.